Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This is the Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo, giving you the inside track on all the big talking points from Anfield.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the post-match podcast live from Anfield with me, Theo Squires, brought to you by the Liverpool Echo and the Blood Red Podcast. And it's been an amazing night for Liverpool, where they've won 6-1 over Sparta Prague here, 11-2 on aggregate to progress to the Europa League quarterfinals. I'm not alone, as you can see if you are watching live on YouTube. Don't get too excited, though. It's already Matt Addison. How are you, Matt?
Yeah, very good after that. I think it's a performance that we probably expected, really, from Liverpool. It was one that they could probably afford to treat as a bit of a training session. I think that's basically how it panned out, isn't it? It was one to get some minutes into some key players' legs. Dominic Szoboszlai and Mohamed Salah, a really great night for a few of the youngsters, as I'm sure we'll come to as well, as we've kind of got used to really over the last few weeks. But clearly a very, very convincing performance from Liverpool. It wasn't one where they needed to toil too hard. They were four up inside 14 minutes and, pretty much from the first leg, really, not even minute one in this match. I think we all knew that Liverpool were going to sail through comfortably. And it sets up potentially an interesting draw tomorrow, because there's a few decent sides in there that Liverpool could get.
Yeah, as you say there, it was four goals in 14 minutes. I think Jurgen Klopp, he surprised people, didn't he, with how strong the team you went with. Yeah, granted, you're going to expect to see starts for Mohamed Salah and Szoboszlai coming back from injury, but a few there's that caught us out by surprise. But they weren't messing around with those four goals in quick succession. I don't know about you, but the Wi-Fi was being a bit slow. When you put one, you go down to describe it, and then the second's in, and then the third, and then the fourth. But yeah, Liverpool weren't taking anything for granted here. It doesn't matter that they were 5-1 up. It was a really convincing performance from them against Sparta Prague. And as you say, some great minutes for so many players who really caught your eye for me. I think Bobby Clark was one of the standouts. Unfortunate to see him go off injured. Hopefully that's not too serious. But yeah, he had a great performance in midfield. Anyone else catch your eye, or is it all about Clark today?
I mean, Bobby Clark was the obvious one, wasn't he? Of those that, not that you necessarily wouldn't expect it, but maybe that you were looking to see how they could cope with a European night and a big opportunity for them. But I think for him, it was definitely a big step. I thought Mohamed Salah looked really sharp as well. He basically walked around in the second half because he didn't really need to do anything more than just strut about and play a few decent passes. But I think there was a few decent performances. Harvey Elliott looked pretty good when he came on in the second half. And I think Cody Gakpo even warmed into it, obviously gets himself a couple of goals. Bit of a nick on the Elliott shot that kind of nicks that one off him for that goal. But I think he kind of grew into it, and I think he's probably a player that I was looking at tonight and thinking that needed a bit of a performance. He's played a lot of football recently, but he's not really massively excelled. I think there's been a couple of games in which he's not really impressed me too much lately, without being too harsh on him. He's, as I say, played a lot of football. He's done a lot of good things for Liverpool, but I don't know about you, I felt like he needed a goal and he needed to get into a bit of a groove and to score a couple of times there. He could have quite easily got a hat-trick. He had a couple of chances to do that and didn't quite manage it. But he felt like a big night for him, really, against an opponent that he should be able to score against. He has done that now, and hopefully, that is him now into a bit of a groove for, after the international break, of course, a pretty hectic schedule with, European games and all the rest of it for Liverpool. It feels like they need as many players as possible, not just fit and available, but in decent form as well. It hopefully can be a bit of a catalyst for him. Whether he starts at the weekend, perhaps not. I'd be surprised given the other options that Liverpool have got. But there's only, five top quality attackers in this squad for one reason, and that is so that they can spread those goals. And, in games like this, somebody can come in and get a couple of goals as he has there tonight. And I think he was one that I was watching and wondering what might happen, and that was probably as good an outcome as we could have expected really from him.
Yeah, the difference with him and Nunes is Nunes misses a chance, his head doesn't drop, you know he's going to get another one. Whereas we've seen a few weeks recently where Gakpo misses one where you think he should score, and you can see the frustration on his head and face. He's not got the confidence. So as you say, though, two great moments for him to get those goals. Like, we'll quickly run through the goals to try and paint a picture for the listeners and for the viewers. Reminder that we are live on Facebook and YouTube here, so get your comments in. Let us know who you want in the quarterfinals. The draw is tomorrow at 12 o'clock UK time, I think. We'll also find out the semi-final opponents and potential final opponents. We'll run through them a bit later on in the show. But yeah, for the goals, you're going to have to step in here. If I remember anything, I'll forget one of them. First one is Szoboszlai, low cross, cutback. Nunes finishes first time. The second one, Salah cuts out a defensive pass where he like steals possession of the defender on the edge of the box. It falls to Clark. He's through on goal, slots in. First goal for Liverpool. Great moment for him. I think he becomes the fifth youngest goal scorer in Europe in the club's history, knocking Andre Wisdom out of the top five. Third one, it's roles reversal, isn't it? Salah gets the goal this time after Clark steals possession. Fourth one, was it Salah's low cross? Gakpo's in the box and he finishes. Fifth one, Elliot plays it through to Szoboszlai, powers it at the near post. This is in the second half now, by the way, so we're in front of the cop now. Picture that. Takes a little bit of a nick, but it goes in. And then the sixth one, corner's punched out to the edge of the box. Bradley lays it off to Elliot. Elliot sidefoots it first time, and it looks a great strike from our angle here in the main stand. But I believe the TV replays show that it was actually going wide, and it takes the nick from Gakpo to divert it into the corner. We've also seen a Gakpo offside goal. Salah squares it to him. He is a yard offside. It's the right decision. And a few other chances. Nunes missed an absolute sitter in the first half in the six-yard box. Skies over the crossbar. Like, this really could have been double figures for Liverpool tonight. And you think if it was against stronger opposition, and it wasn't Manchester United at the weekend in the FA Cup, and it wasn't, we're going to play the kids, we're going to play like Andy Robertson at centre-back, we're going to put Harvey Elliott on the other side, we're going to put Virgil van Dijk at right centre-back rather than left centre-back, maybe they would have scored more. But it was a real, real stroll for them tonight.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I think you almost have to treat it a bit like a training session. It was a bit like that in the first leg, to be honest. You know, Liverpool couldn't be disrespectful to the opponent. They had to come up and play this game and treat it in a manner which was, you know, showing of respect for the competition. But at the same time, you know, last week it was basically to get them in rhythm to play Manchester City. This time it was to get them in rhythm to play Manchester United. And we knew that Liverpool were going through. We didn't really need to say anything other than that. It's obviously nice to see a few different moves and, you know, a few different combinations, a couple of players back from injury and that kind of thing. But it's not really a game to overanalyze or look into too much. It was effectively a training session, but in front of a crowd of 54,000 or so. So I don't think you can read too much more into it beyond that. Clearly, it's excellent news for Liverpool that Salah looks so sharp, that, you know, Szoboszlai takes the goal well and gets into a few good positions. You know, Harvey Elliott, you know, you can go through the team and see that there's clearly an intensity and a confidence from all of these players. But tonight was literally just about that. If tonight sets up potentially, you know, a victory at Old Trafford at the weekend, then I think that's, you know, as good a situation as you can get, because we saw that last week. We know how much Jurgen Klopp loves rhythm. It's probably the word he's used most throughout his Liverpool tenure. I'm sure he'll speak about that in the press conference or whenever, you know, across interviews between now and the weekend. But it just feels like one of those moments where Liverpool, as much as Jurgen Klopp doesn't like game after game after game, he does like to have a bit of training time. It feels to me like if Liverpool are going to go all the way in all of these competitions, obviously they're going to have to play a lot of football, but that to me is sometimes the way that you see the best of Liverpool. When they're in that groove, they have games so frequently they almost can't think about things too much. It's just a case of one after the other, doing one job immediately. Now the focus will turn to the weekend and a trip to Old Trafford. So, look, Jurgen Klopp might not like to have so much football, but I think this is effectively when we see the best of Liverpool, when they get opportunities like this.
The Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.
Probably a couple of the smallest of blemishes on the night in terms of they've not got the clean sheet, a long ball over the top, wasn't it, from the goal kick. They get through and score from that. Like I mentioned earlier, Bobby Clark looks like he's got an injury maybe to the back of his heel or his ankle. Get more information on that. But if we want to be really, really picky, Jurgen Klopp got booked. Gerald Quansah got booked. And considering we've had lots of controversy in recent games, this is the only moment of controversy in this game. And you're a referee, so I'm going to put you on your spot here. Quansah, in my opinion, does two superb challenges. I would have no problem with them if it was me. And you know how I play football, so you wouldn't be surprised by that. I reckon it wouldn't be a booking in the Premier League. Obviously, we're in Europa League action here. The referee thinks differently. Klopp obviously thinks it's a brilliant tackle. And he gets a booking for his troubles. You can see on his face, he's thinking, do I say this? I'm off at the end of the season. Anyway. Might as well just get a fine on my way. But what's your opinion as the referee? Was it a right decision to book Quansah? I suppose we can't really dispute Klopp getting a booking for whatever he said. But it was a strange one. You can see the Anfield crowd wasn't too impressed.
Yeah, look, I can see why Jurgen Klopp was frustrated. He just clearly played the ball. But I think it's, as you say, a bit of a European yellow card, maybe. Maybe more so in the last couple of years in the Premier League, we might have seen it, a booking for that. But I think it wasn't really a controversial one. When you think of some of the things that have been in Liverpool games recently, it's certainly not one that I'm surprised. Well, put it this way, I'm surprised that Jurgen Klopp was quite as animated as he was. It didn't massively surprise me to see the yellow card come out. I think the referee did give himself a couple of seconds to think about it. He didn't give the foul straight away. As soon as it's a foul, though, I think it is probably a booking in the Europa League. And I suppose that the learning really from Gerald Quansah is that maybe you can do that at the weekend or you can do that in a Premier League match. But, you know, when you come up in these kinds of matches, it can be slightly different at certain points. So, look, if that's the only sort of negative that we talk from this game, then I think we're pretty happy with that. So, yeah, I thought Gerald Quansah, in fairness, was excellent until he came off. Booking aside, I thought he didn't put a foot wrong, really. He wasn't the only one. There was, a couple of players, Conor Bradley as well, obviously a youngster who's still, getting used to playing in these sorts of occasions for Liverpool. But I think for all of them, it's a learning experience, isn't it? You take a night like this is effectively a free hit. Whatever happened, it wasn't ever going to have a long-term negative impact on Liverpool. But I think for players like that, for Mateusz Musiałowski, who's come on, for various other young players, just that experience, I think, will go a long way in terms of what Liverpool have. And look, they might not be in this competition very often moving forwards. I think that's certainly something that, not Jurgen Klopp, whoever follows Jurgen Klopp will hope not to be in this competition too frequently, but you can still take the learnings, whether it's the booking or whatever else it might be this season. You can take that into next season because Liverpool are going to be back in the Champions League and they will have a lot more competitive and difficult matches than this, but there's still learnings, I think, that you can take from it.
Spoken like a true referee, the first off of that answer, wasn't it? Really defending the officials there. I think we've got to have a word on the Sparta fans because usually when you're in European football and you're reporting on Liverpool, you get excited when it's a Champions League game because you think of all the star players that are coming. There's always magic in that tournament. And it's fair to say the Europa League hasn't been exciting for Liverpool. It's been a stroll so far. And you think with the teams left in the competition, it should be a bit more exciting for them and not so straightforward in the quarterfinals. But it's easy to forget what it means to the sides they're facing. Every single home game, the away fans have been brilliant. Every single away game, it's a really special atmosphere. I was in Austria. I'm not sure if you've done any yourself, but a couple of our colleagues have, a couple of our former colleagues as well. And you can see how important it is for Liverpool to come to town there. But the Sparta fans, they were brilliant. Like, there was a moment in the first half when they've nicked the ball, haven't they, from Quansah's header off a corner, and they're throwing it around, celebrating almost like they've got the goal. And then they're rudely interrupted by their side actually scoring a goal. But I love the moment in the second half when they're cheering every pass and Liverpool fans in the cup just realise, we're 6-1 up, let's do the same. And they're cheering on the Sparta fans. And then boo when Liverpool win it back. Look, there's been a really nice relationship with every single set of fans here. It's what European games are all about, isn't it? Forging those relationships with fans and getting them to have these enjoyable days out at stadiums they might not get the chance to go to again. As we'd like to think, Liverpool will be back in the Champions League in a few months. I think the results today pretty much ensure it'll be top five qualified for the Champions League for next season.
Yeah, I completely agree with what you say about the visiting fans. It's always a big part of a European occasion, isn't it? You see the fans in and around the city centre. You see, you know, people enjoying the trips for Liverpool fans to get those trips as well. It's just something to savour and enjoy. And I'm sure, you know, West Ham fans have found that over the last few years. I'm sure Aston Villa fans have loved it this season. There's, you know, there's lots of positives that you can take well beyond the football and the game and what happens on the pitch. And I'm sure, you know, Sparta Prague tonight, for example, you know, they've been absolutely whacked home and away by Liverpool. But that will take away from the experience to some extent. But equally, they probably wouldn't have expected that they would, you know, qualify for this competition and play Liverpool. Liverpool have, you know, clearly been in the top four and the Championship Champions League for the last.
It's not been that bad
for the last few seasons. So, you know, again, with all due respect to Sparta Prague, this was, you know, a big night for them to come here and savour. And as you say, their fans clearly did. The guy with the drums sat at the front clearly did. I don't know quite how he managed to get that through the turnstiles. But, a fantastic night for them, for a few of the Liverpool youngsters as well. And, you know, even for the more senior players, it was a bit of a stroll, a nice evening out, a couple of goals for a couple of key players and, you know, plenty of positives really to take. I think it's at this point of the tournament that it becomes really interesting for Liverpool. Up to now, it's not really been anything spectacular, but, you know, we'll find out who Liverpool are going to face in the draw tomorrow. But, you know, you look at some of the teams who are in that. There's, you know, Milan, there's Benfica, there's, you know, Bayer Leverkusen who scored two goals in stoppage time. There's some really big teams in there, and, you know, there's quite a few teams in there that Liverpool have played in the Champions League as well. You know, you'd expect them, you know, to be able to beat pretty much anyone that they come up against. But I don't know, I look at that draw tomorrow and it's probably the first time during this Europa League campaign that I've been genuinely excited to see who Liverpool get. Up to this point, it's not really mattered, but there are a couple of really big names in there.
The Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo. The Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.
Yeah, we'll just go through the sides they've gotten through now and looking at them. 7 out of 8 is Champions League quality. You wouldn't be surprised to get them in the Champions League. And that's no offence to fifth, who you don't want for completely different reasons. But Benfica, they saw off Rangers. They won 1-0 at Ibrox tonight, so that was a 3-2 aggregate win. AC Milan beat Slavia Prague 3-1 in Czechia. That was a 7-3 aggregate win. Marseille beat Villarreal 5-3 on aggregate. They were 4-0 up from the home leg. Lost 3-1 in Spain against Villarreal, but they just about managed to see that one out. West Ham, they trailed 1-0 from the first leg against Freiburg, but they went and stormed it 5-0 against that Bundesliga outfit. They're probably the weakest team left in the competition, but obviously they won the Conference League last year, and there's always that intimidating prospect of an all-English tie. If you get West Ham, I have no doubt they won't be anywhere near as bad as they were for the League Cup quarterfinal. They would be putting up a real fight here. Atalanta, they won 2-1 at home to Sporting Lisbon to progress 3-2 on aggregate. Now, we saw them in the Champions League only 3 years ago, was it? 3-4 years ago? Something like that. As you've mentioned, Leverkusen, 2 stoppage time goals. Now, that was a strange one against Qarabağ, probably the minnows left in the tournament, because they trailed 2-0 in the first leg and 2-0 in the second leg, and they got it back both times with stoppage times goals. Xavi Alonso's side's unbeaten record goes on. And then the final team to progress along with Liverpool is AS Roma. And their name is probably better than they are at the moment, but under Daniel De Rossi, I think he's the interim manager since Mourinho's got sacked. They're doing amazingly. They won 4-0 in Rome against Brighton. They've lost 1-0 at the Farmer Stadium today, but it's still a 4-1 aggregate win. Now, I know what your answer is going to be. Which side of there are you looking out and they're standing out most? It is Bayer Leverkusen. It's Xavi Alonso with the whole story about coming back to Liverpool, coming up against his potential predecessor if he does get the Liverpool job. Plenty of that to still come in the summer. I'm sure that is the draw. We'll have so much to talk about over the next few weeks. But you look at a Roma and AC Milan. There's a few tasty ties in that draw.
Yeah, there's a few good teams in there, isn't there? I think the one thing I don't want is an English team. I always think that in Europe, obviously, it may end up happening inevitably. Liverpool have obviously played Tottenham in Champions League finals before, but I think you want that away trip, don't you? You want the the team that Liverpool haven't necessarily faced a great deal. I mean, they've played, obviously, Benfica and Villarreal in the Champions League in recent times, but it would be nice to get Leverkusen, not just for Alonso, but the fact that it's just something a little bit different. I think you'd see a different team coming to Anfield that we've not seen for a while. I think they played a friendly here, didn't they, about a decade or so ago. But aside from that, it would be something a little bit different and a little bit new. So I think that's what I'd be looking for from the draw, really. But, you know, as you said before, we'll find out not just the quarters, but the semis and the pathway to the final. It does feel inevitable to me that at some point Liverpool will come up against Leverkusen. It doesn't feel like either of those teams really are likely to go out, whoever they come up against next. They could face each other, of course, but if they are on opposite sides of the draw, I think they would be most people's favourites, really, to go all the way to Dublin.
Tell you what I want now. I want Liverpool to maybe get an AC Milan, you know, a side where you've beaten them in Europe recently. It's a nice away day. It's a big stadium. Lots of fans can go over, but you don't really have any doubts about getting the job done. I want West Ham to get Leverkusen. I want it to be on home soil so we can have a closer look and just, oh yeah, that's what Alonso's like, is it? But then get them in the semi-finals. This stadium on a semi-final night, European night, it's something else. Alonso knows that all too well. And granted, it'd be good in a quarter-final as well. But let's have it at that very biggest stage where it is home and away. And then whoever it is in the final, Liverpool, Dublin, that's only going one way, you'd like to think. We don't want to take anything for granted. But it's looking good for Liverpool on all competitions. We say that with a Manchester United away trip at the weekend in the FA Cup quarter-finals. But it's starting to feel that this is going to be the most successful of send-offs for Jurgen Klopp, whether it's one trophy, two trophy, three trophy, four trophy. I'm not going to put you on the spot and ask for how many. But yeah, the feel-good factor rolls on. It's been another great night for Liverpool, and they're really enjoying this Europa League run.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, a great night. One to savour, one to enjoy. There's no real negatives. There's no real in-depth analysis that's needed. It's just all eyes now on Old Trafford at the weekend, isn't it? It was the perfect way to set that up. Another win for Liverpool, another feel-good factor, as you know, the number of these games with Jurgen Klopp in charge at Anfield ticks down. It doesn't ever feel like a chore to watch Liverpool at the moment, and that hasn't always been the case in the past. So, yeah, savour it for as long as we can. I'm sure Liverpool will go a long way in you know, the majority of the competitions. I expect them to go to Old Trafford and win, and that always, again, hasn't always been the case for Liverpool in the recent past. So, yeah, all smiles at the moment. Get the international break out of the way, and it's going to be, you know, a really, really exciting end to this season.
And obviously there'll be a couple of injury boosts, we'd like to think, for the weekend. Should have Ibrahima Konate back. I think Jurgen Klopp said last weekend he'd like to think he's back for United. I saw Gravenberch in open training yesterday, so he wasn't involved today. But you'd like to think United, he can be involved. Now, the mowers are going in, so it looks like it's all over for the groundsman here. I think it's all over from us as well. Thanks for joining in, tuning in with me and with Matt. Stay tuned to the Liverpool Echo website and the Blood Red channel for all the reaction from Jurgen Klopp's press conference. We'll get a little bit of an injury update on Bobby Clark. Obviously, tomorrow we'll have the Blood Red podcast again, I think, with Joe Rimmer, Paul Gorst and Ian Doyle. We've got Jurgen Klopp's press conference. He is doing another one before the Manchester United game at 1:30. There's the Europa League draw at 12 o'clock. So obviously plenty to talk about tomorrow when we're reflecting on this win over Sparta Prague, who Liverpool can get in the next round of the Europa League, whether it's a Xavi Alonso reunion, and then looking forward to Manchester United on Sunday. Then you've got all your usual bits on the website, be it Doyle's player ratings that we've not had time for tonight. We normally go through them. I'll give you a little teaser. Salah, I think, top scored. No surprises there. But yeah, we've got his player ratings, Gorsty's verdict, Doyle's analysis as well. Plenty to sink your teeth into. But yeah, until next time, thanks for tuning in. Good night.
You've been listening to the Blood Red podcast from the Liverpool Echo.